Ladies and gentlemen, welcome again. We cannot thank you so much for all the support you guys have given us for the past 2 weeks. We appreciate each and every one of you all over the globe. We're here to deliver you the best the world has to offer. We're here to judge, snicker, and laugh at all the world events.
Ah, that was pretty bad. I don't want to butcher this. Continue.
This is episode 68, Hidden Six Podcast. Let's go. Leave that in. I like that, Craig.
I would have gotten away with it too.
Yeah,
if it wasn't for that rotten Hidden Six podcast. Man, Zane, you know, I was pricing out our domain and we're doing pretty good.
Hey,
doing pretty good. Just say
we sell out. Well, don't sell. Well, let me know when you're selling out.
No, we got to sell high.
Yeah, you sell high.
This is just the not the plateau. This is just the bare minimum.
What would we sell out for?
That's a good question, man. $5 million.
All right,
rocking. I think five's good.
See, look at that here. Look, see, these are our board meetings. It's so simple. We pick a topic, we go at it, and then we solve shit.
Sit.
Moving on, man. Craig, how you been, bro?
I'm good, man. It's been a busy couple weeks, but we're here, we standing, we still breathing. Woke up, that's the biggest blessing.
That's the lottery for us, man.
Man, how are you?
I've been good, man. Besides dodging Craig's test of, yo, how many of you coming to the wedding?
Okay, this is something that had to be addressed, right? It's something where I don't like chasing people down because I always have faith.
That's the number one thing. I hate it because now being the guy that's being chased down, and I have a little bit of fear in me of your girl. So it's stupid. It's like, yo, you fearful or not?
The things I'm not worried about are A.
Okay.
Dietary options, right?
All right.
I know you
right.
don't have any specific food allergies.
That's true,
right?
True.
And I know you are generally a very culinary guy. You're versatile.
I'll be okay.
So I know that if I picked you the chicken and salmon, or if I picked you the beef, or even if I was like, yo, let me pick this guy the veggie option, I know all of them are slapping because I tasted them myself.
Mm-hmm.
They're all hidden. So, and the bar is open. Hey, we don't have black label to sip on. We got to get that dirty red label in us.
That's
but there's plenty of other options. So
you did your tasting already?
I did the tasting.
And yeah. you were pleased with it. You were good. Were you full?
Oh, it was amazing.
Did you get a little like pinch?
Oh, yeah. They were all pinch servings.
Oh, little sparser dish.
Keep going back. The best was the wine because they give you the house wine as the starter.
Yeah.
And then they have upgradable options. I knew I was getting the house wine. I knew I was sticking with the house wine.
No one back
you know?
More.
Very good. Very good. And how much more is this one? Yes, I may have to go with this one. And let me try the house white again. Very good. Very good. Delectable.
A bottle later, you finally made, you're like, I might come back tomorrow and drink. I mean, sample some more.
It was crazy because they had some mean ass dishes there, but it's very hard to pick for a group of people that big, especially how diverse this group is.
It's true.
So there are things that were a little more out there, like not crazy dishes.
Yeah, that's
but...
Toronto man's curse.
Yeah.
Multicultural place in general.
You gotta choose for a big group. So at the end of the day, you say, okay, well, I can go with the Asiago chicken,
ooh,
or I could just go with the chicken and salmon. You know, it had some fire.
Yeah, it'll satisfy more palates.
We're tasting. It was simple. It was a Mexican salad, and it's like, ooh, this got a little spice to it. And then we go, yeah, this ain't gonna work out for like,
the mimas. Yeah, that's true.
You gotta go with the traditional.
The spicy salad's a bit much.
Yeah,
we don't expect that from the salad,
that's
right?
So yeah, we got everything sorted out for the most part. Another trip to the venue, but time is ticking away, bro. Time is ticking away.
You're excited?
Yeah, bro. It's good.
You already got your suit and shit?
Yeah, I got the suit already.
Where's your suit?
It's at home.
It's at just sitting there?
Just chilling.
Do you go look at it sometime?
Yeah. You're like, yeah, let's go.
Just go there. You're like, you just unzip it. Like, ooh.
My day's coming.
Your shoes.
I got to get those still.
You're getting dress shoes?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
It's getting, this is interesting.
Chat. We discussed the potential for all white Air Forces.
Oh, okay. No, hold on, boys. Hold on. Y'all wilding.
But
I was down for if you want, I can't have everybody doing all whites. I can't. Shades, relax. You too.
Yeah, man. Got a few more things to go, but right now it's going to be a busy summer, man. I'm loving it though. The warm weather's here.
Yeah.
It's already showing us its nasty side. It's hitting the 30s.
And hitting the 10s the next day.
Hard. And then all of a sudden you're in your hoodie like, yo, what just happened? I was just sweating it out the other day, bro.
That felt great. A lot of stuff's
going on in the city right now. We got the kickoff to some of the street festivals. So a lot of the street festivals will be coming up in weeks time.
Do you go, you've been to some of those?
Some of them I like.
So many now. I can't keep up now.
A few of them I would say that I enjoy would be... We had one in my old area called Taste of Kingsway. That one was fun. But that was more when you're younger. You get to link up with everybody.
He's like, you're reaching. Shit, you know? Yeah, we're not going for the culture. We're going for the shenanigans.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those ones. But yeah, I think they had one today in Little Portugal.
Yeah.
And I think Taste of Danforth, you know, beside the tragedy that happened years back, is probably the most popular one.
I think, is it canceled?
It's...
Or they... I think last year they said it canceled and they said it was back on last minute. I think
they tried to put it back out.
Yeah. They're always trying, right?
Weeks pass by.
What did I do? I had a boat ride, a green and white boat cruise. It was good. Older crowd. Nice. But nevertheless, it was really good. I didn't get shit-faced and it's always good not to get too drunk on the water.
Mm-hmm.
It was really peaceful. Nice view of the city. Then I did a golf tournament. After the golf tournament, I went straight into a Jab Juve. It's all patent powder. I blew my nose this morning and it was purple.
No, everything mixed up in California. Oh no.
It was purple. First of all, millisecond, man.
Oh my God.
I'm like, yo, am I dying? mutating?
This ain't normal.
And I'm like, then I just flashed back to the night I had and I said to myself, it was well done. I have all my clothes soaking in buckets of purple water now.
Bro.
I could have, because it's just, it was just, it was so much fun, Craig.
You got to rock like an all white fit. And then
that's what a lot of people do.
And gets the paint on it, and now it is the fit, you know?
No, I'm the guy that tries to be, try to represent my flair, taste in when I'm going to be covered in tar. You know what I mean?
All that shit's getting covered up anyways.
All my boys, they for the Green Indian culture, part of Jab, these guys are covered in oil. And they have like helmet horns with devil chains and all over them, right?
So
whenever they see you, they're like, Zay! And I'm like, not the fit! Get off me! You covered in motor oil, right? So, you know, shout out to my boy Andy. It was just such a good time. We had a couple surprise artists there. Also catered for a wedding the weekend before. I've been so busy, man. The food was amazing. I'll show you the videos after. Like, me and my mom, shout out to you. Yo, we banged out. I was up from maybe 3 o'clock in the morning cooking till like 12 the next day. I was just going just off the biggest pot. I did over 50 pounds of kingfish. And my mom did the biggest pot of curry goat along with other shit that I've ever seen.
Like a pot that you couldn't even fathom.
You could squat in the pot.
Jeez.
Yeah, you, a grown man, can squat in the pot. And wait, it's a terrible mix up there with a curry goat.
I was gonna say, you know, but at the end of the day, I get you.
You
get the reference.
All right. Speaking of squatting, how about that goalie?
Yo.
From the Panthers over here.
We got the Stanley Cup final for anybody that tuned out as soon as the Leafs were knocked out, or just anyone else around the world if you're interested in hockey.
When real hockey shows up.
Yeah, exactly. So right now it's down to the nitty-gritty. You got the Edmonton Oilers, which represents the first team in Canada to win a Stanley Cup in 30 years, 31 technically, against the Florida Panthers, who were in the finals last year and lost. So they got a point to prove as well. You got some of the best, man. This is what it's all about. Best being the best goaltender, because this guy, Bobrovsky, is just standing on his head.
He is
keeping these guys alive. The shot total at the end of the game was ridiculous. I think the first two goals that Florida scored, I think they had about 8 shots on net, if I'm not mistaken.
Ooh.
They had their first goal within 5 shots, right? Meanwhile,
that must feel good as a team. They're like, yo, we're cooking.
We're up right now. Just keep them out, keep them away from the net. If we even give them a 1-2, this guy will stop it, right? Now, the Oilers are throwing everything at these guys, too. They played a great game, but overall, they didn't have it, right? You could say it's first game jitters. They did a couple shuffles in their lineup, which didn't pan out. I was just reading that their defensemen, they had bad pairing or a history of bad pairing within this postseason where they tried it one more time.
And it didn't work.
Sure enough, they were on the ice for both of those goals.
It's the time they tried it. It sucked.
It didn't work. So now's probably not the time for adjustments if any of the coaches are listening. For me, Paul Maurice coaching the Florida Panthers is always a soft spot for me, being that he was a coach of the Maple Leafs at one point.
Craig's kissing his teeth when he's
right. And he knows better than anyone else what it feels like, what that hurt feels like. So, hey, I guess it's time for him to win, you know, if that's the case. But to see Edmonton go through now, okay. Something I wanted to ask you, I was listening to the radio the other day. There was this ongoing debate, discussion. Should, as Torontonians, should we be cheering on for another Canadian team to win the cup for the purpose of Canada bringing the cup home? Is it a yay or a nay?
To be honest, you're the only person that usually gives me the narrative of bringing the cup home.
What it means.
Even if it's from another team.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah. I think it's fine for us to cheer for the other team, and I think it's good for us to rally around the next team. You know, team sports thing, it's like a cult kind of thing, right? You rather just belong to a certain, like when I see people with our Boston stuff that we're here, that we live here.
Oh my!
You so then we'll deal with that after. But yes, I think it's fine, because it's if now it's just us represent, just us and them, which is pretty cool. Because I think if it was just both teams on that side of the fence,
yeah,
we probably wouldn't care as much.
No, there wouldn't be as much investment.
It wouldn't, right? Yeah. And the Oilers, they deserve some love, bro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They deserve some. You remember when, from the beginning of when Hall and all that shit, when they thought they got their Sidney Crosby.
Yeah.
And they were like, yo, this is our era.
Only for them to find out, yeah, this ain't it.
So I'm happy for them. Hopefully they pull their bootstraps up and they get together, but they don't look good, man.
It's tough.
I saw an analysis saying whenever they get in a breakaway and he comes out to them, they always go low and you can't go low on him.
Yeah, they're saying you gotta go high at least. Yeah. And then they had Gretzky on, one of their mid post periods. Can't say halftime, but in between periods, they got Wayne Gretzky on there. This man's rocking a Gucci suit. I don't know if you saw that.
Yo, Wayne Party.
You got to go blocker side on this guy.
Wayne Parties, bro. But people don't know it. Wayne Parties.
I'm like, maybe he thought it was Gretzky when he sees the double G.
He's like, yo, that beat, you got me. You got me at stores.
Ain't no way this guy just picked up a Gucci suit to flex on Sportsnet.
I bet it's like his son or something, which is, how come he doesn't have a kid in sports?
I don't know. Maybe when you're like that high up, maybe there's no point.
But you get what I'm saying? Usually you would think that like Jordan, kid played, LeBron, kid plays.
Yeah, that's very true. I don't know. Maybe Gretzky's kids like Jordan's kids weren't good enough for the NBA.
Ouch.
They played though. No, they weren't. It's facts. Maybe Gretzky's kids weren't cut out for it. Well, he's got a daughter. Mm. I don't even know if he has a son, to be honest. I'm pretty sure he does. I'd have to search that up. But
yeah, only thing I remember, people like, it was, I think his daughter was with a golfer.
There you go. You got it. So yeah. I don't know, man. That's a good point. No, but these guys were duking it out hard. It was a great series. There's still a series of seven.
It's early.
But seeing them go down 3-0 makes it like,
the way Craig put it, I don't picture all them lying face down on the ice.
Yeah.
While they're getting skated around.
Bro, when they scored that first goal, you're just like, fuck. Because here we go again. You know?
Like, Craig, you should really have some hope for this team. Craig's like, nah, bro, I'm going to bed. I don't have time. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, for real. Once it was 2-0, end of the second, I was like, if the Oilers score by the end of the second, it'll breathe some life into this and I'll continue. But it's not looking good. These guys are getting hit left, right, and center. Right, McDavid's bleeding. I'm like, okay,
yeah, here we go. Get him bleeding early,
he
too.
Took a stick to the face.
Yeah.
Get him bleeding.
I like that.
Battled, like,
the coach is like, that's my guy.
But yeah, they're still looking good. They were putting on some moves. Just all the shots were getting blocked by that stone wall that is Bobrovsky, man. If end of the day, no matter who wins, he's going to get credit for being like the best goalie throughout all of these playoffs.
I'm noticing that's becoming more of the narrative year by year where a lot of the spotlight is shined on the goalies.
You look at Edmonton, and last series, they got to a point where they pulled their goalie and replaced him for one of the games to give him some rest and kind of get the intrusive thoughts out of his head and punch the air a little bit. But yo, if you're in a spot where you're getting up there in the playoffs and you're looking at replacing your goalie or not fully sure if they're capable, like that could be make or break for a lot of people, man. That's got to be a huge hit to them. So there's still lots of hockey to be played. Don't go nowhere, folks.
Who's your money on?
I still want Edmonton to win.
Edmonton in seven?
Ah, man. The amount of games, though, I don't know if it would go a seven. I'm going to say Edmonton in six. I don't think a seventh game is going to be necessary. They need to get on a streak, and they need to carry that momentum. So if they were to go up, let's say the next three games, 3-1, I think they'll dagger them one time, right?
Ooh.
I think they'll dagger them one time. But again, let's be cautious. Let's play an err on the side of caution here. Florida. Florida looking good.
Yeah, I got my money on Florida, man. They're just too good right now.
It's a fair bet, bro.
Yeah, just even you could watch the highlights for 2 seconds and you just feel it. Like, I don't want to play them.
You see that energy.
just
a year ago, we were talking shit. Eh? Yeah, that's not the look anymore, is it? When it comes to rooting for another Canadian team, the main thing that I would say is, yes, it is okay. I'll start with that. But at the same time, as a Toronto Maple Leafs fan, Vancouver Canucks fan, you know, Calgary, whoever it is, really.
Yeah.
There has to be a chip on your shoulder for your team and your team only.
Yeah, like, so,
it's a very weird runner-up prize. You're not, in typical Screwface fashion, you're not happy for Edmonton, but you're just like, yo, if someone had to win it.
Like, all right, I guess.
You know, it's one of those kind of
things.
It's
like,
right?
I don't like that team in the States anyway.
Because if you think you're the best, at the end of the day, you got to ride with the loss. So if the loss comes, you got to be like, yeah.
And that's not much. You already lost. Ain't much you can say.
You know what I mean?
You look salty just complaining.
Facts. So, but it was a good discussion. So anyone out here that's listening, think about it. Because I thought if you were to play devil's advocate, if someone in the States, there's a lot of teams out there. And I think that's why that discussion comes up, because there's not many Canadian teams. So it's like, if, I don't know, Dallas got knocked out of the playoffs, do you now root for Florida because the American team brings home the cup? And when America has won 30 years in a row at this point,
it's like, yo, relax.
Is there really a reason for them to say, oh, bring it to America?
Craig's like, yo, just give us the trophy for the next 10 years.
Let us hold that. You guys been doing all right.
Oh, my goodness.
We got some NBA going on.
Yeah, I'm so happy. Man. Craig, let's take this shot first before we go into the next level. A tradition. Can you reach it? Nice. Ooh. This is my first time since I got this bottle. Mm. So this is Newfie. Nice. It's called Famous Newfoundland Screech. Now, I've heard this in myth, in wives' tales, in old songs, folklore. Until I actually saw the bottle and I was like a little schoolgirl when I saw it. So
getting screeched in is a big deal, but yeah, we can't keep it here, unfortunately.
No, you can't. It's on the bottle, there's a fish talking to a man. That's all you need to know.
To get screeched in, you got to kiss a codfish. You got to take a screech and you got to kiss a fish. Yeah. So that's basically where that's coming
from. I've seen that. So that some bars would have a fish in there. They're like,
oh, yeah. Old.
I don't want the fish you made out with. No, I don't want Craig sloppy seconds.
The alcohol will catch
me my fish and then. No, I'm coming down to the riverbank with
you. Disinfect it.
It was the fish that's been in the fridge for the past week that everybody's tonguing down.
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen your regulars. I don't want them.
It sounds like a very Newfoundland thing to do. That fish was somebody's cousin. I guarantee it.
I love it. Me and Craig were going through all the... Listen, once you guys are the one group of people that you're fine with making fun of and fun with, Newfoundland. Newfoundlanders will never cancel you.
No.
They will never cancel you.
Definitely not. Very lighthearted.
My boss was like...
Still offended.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, what does a Newfoundland guy do at the beach? Newfoundlander do at the beach? And I'm like, I don't know. He said, eyes the byes. I'm just sitting here.
Foul.
And I'm like, they got that many out there? But I was just like, you have to understand their language and how they talk. It's just, they're such jovial people. And such good people. So shout out to all our listeners from that side of the world, because we got some out there.
The Atlantic Coast out there. We see y'all far and wide, man. Y'all got some D's ass seagulls. I've said it before. That seagulls jacks.
They're jacked
from,
up?
Keep them from down
it's
here.
It's the cod oil, man. Oh, they be so wait, Karan, okay, so our
seagulls are mid, bro.
Mid
compared to those ones out on the ocean. I'm guessing it's any ocean, coastal town, city, province, state, those things be eating nice, bro. They be eating crab.
They got a regimen.
Guts, all that, bro. Whenever the man catch the fish, as soon as he guts it fresh, tosses all that in the water, and they just come in, snack up.
Out here, they got
all these lobster traps just sitting, chilling out. I'm sure
everything's
getting picked up.
Yeah.
Seagull's on there. He's just eyeing that shit hard, bro.
You're making me want to go out there, man.
That's a beautiful time. If anybody can spare the luxury of going there, do it. Yeah. By all means, there's a lot for you to see.
You can't go around with a coastal town.
I think that visiting Canada, for a lot of people, you want to see popular destinations, and there's a few that might bite under the
knife.
But if you're a scenic person or a nature person, that's going to get you in touch with that so quick, man. All those views, breathtaking.
Yeah, man. Go
touch an iceberg.
Go get your Hinge photo taken by that stinky lobster trap. Spice up those likes. Now, moving on to the NBA. Now we have Boston. And of course, they're going up against the flubber himself, Luka Doncic. Listen, man, I can joke. Flubber. Yeah, I can joke, right? Because he just would play his own game, slow everybody down,
and
play the Y. You know, the YMCA ball game? Yeah, that's the guy that comes in. He doesn't look healthy at all, but he'll drop 30 on you, which is fine. But you're going to have to put up with Jason Tatum and the boys. And those guys, Boston's playing really, really good ball right now. Shout out to Pascal. I'm happy you got as far as you did. You know?
That, honestly,
that's back, what you, back to what you were saying with, like, the team. Like, if your team's out, who you root for? I don't mind rooting for a player that we had that I felt like they gave us as much as they possibly can with what. That's what I think. So I was happy. It's like you see an ex and you're like, yo, you all right?
Exactly.
It was single, so you are.
It's like these guys here is like, yo, you put in your work.
Yeah, I don't want to see Freddie get shit. I didn't know where he is. Oh, Houston? Yeah, I don't want Freddie getting none.
Siakam, though, seeing him there, like, it's funny to see him in a dominant role because he had that opportunity with the Raps. Feel like the talent around him, maybe it was someone higher up that was pushing that. Yeah, you're the guy now, but yo,
it's too late.
Scotty over there, he needs his comeuppance and whatnot.
Telling me be number two,
maybe, right? Like, OG was with the team forever, and he was always got out to him too. He played hard, right?
Look at that, imagine, look where they went, right?
But he got hurt, and sure enough, that's one of his things that would make you want to trade him.
OG does get hurt every.
What have you done for me lately, right? You dropped 28, and then you dipped out with a sore hamstring.
I think how much Drake put, like
500,000 or something.
Yeah, between that or a quarter, or just over three quarters, two on Dallas.
You would have to bet against Boston. People that
that's how you make money. That's how you make money.
Out of all the Boston teams, I hate the Celtics the least.
Back to supporting a team that's not yours.
Say that. I really loved when Pierce, Garnett, Ray Allen, Rondo and them were a thing. But
that was shout out to Rondo Rizzo. Sorry, he got married.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, congratulations, bro.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that it's anyone's game, but my heart tells me it's Boston, man. I know Dallas has overcome so much getting to this point. The first game was a blowout, which was pretty much how they've started a lot of their series in the Western. So LA Clippers was really slippery when they started out.
Yeah.
But they bounced back so fast.
And they got beef.
And they got them. Boston, looking good. And I didn't even realize this. It didn't click for me until I was watching the highlights that Porzingis, it came back into the series.
Yeah.
To play for the Mavs.
Yeah. Right?
Basically not exiled.
You and Luka was supposed to be boys. He Game of Thrones you.
And Kyrie Irving, even though he didn't spend a long time there, played for the Celtics not long ago.
My buddy's like, you never step unlucky.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, you never step unlucky. I'm like, okay.
There's a chance for a long series, but again, I actually have that one in five. I think Boston in five, because they've been doing that this entire run with the East. They've given you that one pity fuck, and then from there, they've just been trampling. Cleveland got one off of them, I meant to say, and after that, it was like, yo, y'all poke the bear. We just needed that to like feel like,
like, yo, we're playing now.
You know what I mean? And wake up a little bit. So when it came down to the last series, they just straight up swept Indiana when they lost that first game. It was like, yo, they took that momentum and just ran with it.
Porzingis is playing. He's actually playing with defense with his hands up.
Heating up right
now.
And
I'm happy for him. When you're dropping in three balls from the 30.
That's nuts, man. Right? His shot is so weird, too. That funk in that wonky form.
The push. He
kicks his leg out.
But it works.
Yeah, it works.
You know, it's funny. No one's around him whenever he's shooting.
No. No, because they don't think. You're just like, he's washed up, or maybe he ain't all that anymore.
But he's going to drop it on you, man. So you're saying Boston takes a series?
Boston in five.
Boston's five. So we're not
Shade's
making
got money
better.
On this, man, and he offered what, way back.
What Shade want?
Shade put money down, and he said to us, yo, get in now. He's like, I'm giving you guys all this golden ticket right now.
Talking about his chest out, eh?
And we were like, everyone backed off of it.
He scared them all. Okay. Yo, you scared.
All right, okay. Nice to see y'all.
When you're placing your bets, you have to come a little bit of doubt in yourself.
Yeah.
Just to bait people in.
Oh, 100%.
And, you know, finesse their teams like, yo, you guys are shooting good this year.
He called this at the beginning of the playoffs, too. So all credit to them.
Of course. No, we're back on.
You got to ride with that, right? So he's like, yo, I'm telling you guys now. And every series, I said, they facing OKC. They facing the Clippers. They facing the fucking Wolves. This ain't gonna happen. And sure enough, so who's to say they can't do it to Boston too? I think it's going to be interesting to see Boston being the team that they are. They have such a rich history, right? So it's, they've just been itching for that ring to come back, to get that trophy, man. But for Dallas to host the Larry O'B, something about Mark Cuban, it's fun to see him win for some reason.
It is.
I'm not cheering for any player specifically on Dallas, but Mark Cuban, just to see him win a ring, you're just like, yo, this guy, he's so like invested in the team.
Yeah, but he has to be.
But
yeah.
More than most owners are. I know he's more of a face
I think Mark likes the limelight.
100%.
He likes to be seen.
Oh, for sure.
So that's why a lot of times, even when you think about it, it's like, when you think, as soon as you hear him, you think about him in the stands.
Yeah.
Right? So I think that's just him being a media whore.
Probably.
Yeah. He's done enough in crypto.
Facts.
I know. He likes the limelight.
I don't know, man. It's just it's good to see some competitive basketball. It's good to not see the same teams up there every year. I didn't realize how often Boston's been there in the recent years. Yeah. They've actually been up there quite a bit. But yeah, by all means, no matter who wins, it's going to be an entertaining one. The game two is going to be tonight. A couple hours from now, actually.
Are you calling Boston tonight?
I got Boston tonight.
Boston
too.
Tonight?
Yeah, I don't think Dallas is going to take it till they go back home.
That's yeah, in Boston. Be, I think in Boston got just it. Watching the game, playing in Boston is annoying to watch.
I bet.
Because it just seems like,
man, that's a place that's going to be all over you, man. You probably can't hear shit. It's probably hard to say,
it's the most racist. It's the most racist place to go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Boston's, they be screaming some shit, bro. They be screaming some shit. And your team's black. Yeah, sit down and shut up.
That's it.
No, Craig. I'm getting called a monkey. I'm like, but your all-time player is also a monkey. You're paying him more money. You got the most expensive monkey. Okay, I'll stop. Oh, man. You know what we can't stop doing? Off of sports. I've been hearing it, and it's becoming, the cry is becoming louder and louder. Y'all not making enough babies.
What's wrong with this generation,
man? Y'all sick, man. Get off of your TikToks, get off of your Facebooks, get off of your Pornhubs.
That's the
goal, man. Got to make it. You think so? It's teaching how to make.
Yeah, right.
A lot of world
tissue government paper sales are up.
Whoa. We took them all last night. I've noticed a lot of governments have been mentioning that there's a big decrease in how much people are having children now.
The tinfoil hat in me says, haven't they wanted that for the longest time?
Exactly.
Don't we have like 8 billion yet?
Yo, it's so bad.
7 billion, 8 billion
on
people.
My island of St. Vincent.
Yeah.
So you know when it's, okay, so whenever the powers that be meets, they have their talk.
Yeah.
And they'll come back to the respectful countries and nations with the keynotes, with the TED Talk.
Y'all need to breed.
Yes. And then they go to train to be how to run their country at these big meetings. Mm-hmm. And then they go back and tell them, okay, this is what we need to do now. This is a new agenda. So when I hear China saying it, when I hear other countries saying it, then I hear my island, my little wee island saying it. But in the meantime, people are saying, you're not making it that cool to make babies.
You're not motivating or giving much incentive.
There's no economy. There is no money. You're not making it like, oh, if you have a baby, we'll give you $100K.
Right.
Or guaranteed job for 10 years at this company, right? It's just the weird thing. What's it called? Disconnect. The fact that you're telling people that you need, because the workforce, these companies are now basing their bets on what work they can get done 30 years from now.
They know what drives the industry.
They already hired your kid. They already find a spot for your kid.
He got scouted. He's going
already, bro. From your
he's
nuts
going to Everest.
From your nuts and a harness and a power line, buddy. It is crazy, man.
I do say other countries though. China was the one that's
China's crazy.
They don't ask. They like they tell them, you.
Well,
they're very population controlling, more than almost any example I can think of.
Right. And that being said, although there's some nuances we might not be aware of. China has kind of boom up this culture of like, how to put this, marketing relationships and dating to where it's big, where you can be, there's like gold digger classes now where influencers would teach people
buy
into a group. how to move, how to get a Fortune 500 boss, how to approach him, how to get into the rooms where he's at. So you look at all these things, all these constructs that are created for when people just really want to find somebody that they can laugh and fart with and probably have a kid and raise the kids so the kids can laugh and fart with them.
I think that we knew this was coming, right? Because of the way, at least from here, if we're in Canada specifically, you saw the decline going on for a while. Namely, people are talking about living conditions.
Yes.
It's been a saying in a long time, who wants to raise kids in a world like this?
Yeah.
But beyond that, not just the way in the state of things, it's really just how do you make that living? How do you put them?
People don't have it, man. Everything's too expensive.
Exactly. Putting a baby on top of that.
It's too expensive, man.
What do you think? I bet you the legal age of getting a job is going to go down in years to come. Like right now, I think legally you have to be 14 in Canada to get a SIN number, to get a social insurance number. 14 is the legal age that you can get a job here.
Did it just change that, or was it like always?
No, it's been like that for a minute.
Okay,
but I bet you I wouldn't give it much time before like 12, 13. I'll bet you they'll start scraping.
No, man, they can't. The reason why I'm worried about that kind of, because there's a borderline where the kids are not gonna know what their rights are. So it's I hear you, but it's a sketchy wall. I don't see there's going to be too much young people being taken advantage of.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because
they're going to be naive.
Realize
that.
And think that some things are. And I don't want my 13-year-old kid working because.
No, I would agree with that.
I can hardly get her to like make her room.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Really, you don't want to pull up to the establishment.
Bro, I'm more worried about customer. Like, yeah, listen, to be honest, this is dad brain. I'm more worried about predators.
Oh, fuck. No,
taking advantage of these younger girls that are like.
That's a difference.
That's my biggest thing.
For
like,
for sure.
Fucking guys in a higher. Four 13-year-olds to work in a Häagen-Dazs.
Yeah, and then do some.
I'm worried about that, right? So
I worked I worked when I was 14, and actually the managers were really cool there. They actually stayed with you till your ride came.
Because
I would work till like I think on Sundays or Saturdays.
Look at Craig, little working Craig.
I would stay there with you, wait till the mom dukes or dad came and picked me up. So I hope that there's still good people like that.
Yeah, shout out to the parents that are
agree with your.
Shout out to the parents that you've done a good enough job to where. You can pick your kid up from school.
Yeah.
And from work.
Yeah.
And drop them off.
To have like, you know what? You schedule or availability.
From the Hidden Six, you done aight.
You done good.
You done did good.
Pat on the back for y'all.
Right. So, yeah, I need to go make babies. All these apps about dating and all these subcultures on dating where even they were asking the guys, like the reporters were asking the guys, like, okay, why are you guys dating? And the guy's like, no. If you approach a girl, you'll see him as thirsty as hell in a creep.
Right.
And her expectations are through the roof.
6'5", blue eyes.
Yeah, exactly. He named the centimeters, and the dude is like 6'5". No man in the culture is 6'5".
Yeah,
the whole so you're asking, like, it doesn't exist.
Everyone wants a unicorn, Zane.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? So, but then I often say, for those who want a unicorn, are you bringing unicorn level mentality, skill set, ambitions to the table? We've created this generation of people that just
are the entitlements through the roof,
even in love. Even within love, I feel bad for the kids because the kids are saying, yo, everybody's shit on us because they say we're stupid and the world's. I get there's a lot of fatigue that comes
but
with
it's
that.
A different type of rebellion.
It's like, shut up and take
it's
the
a
shit.
Different type of rebellion, yo. I'm telling you, because they say history repeats itself, right?
You don't think the kids have a point that they're like, yo, you guys are shitting on us and saying, oh, we're going to screw the world up because we don't want to fight war and we just want to be on TikTok all day. What do you say to those kids? Like, it's unfair to them.
You need to get beat more. That's what I fucking think.
That's Craig at.
Honestly, I think it's different. There was a rebellion, and what was it, the 70s?
Yeah,
80s.
We're talking about those eras. Yeah.
You know, when things were starting to flip from highly religious and very formal and, you know, the typical white picket fence kind of vibe. And then the rebellion hit, right? But all those motherfuckers are now today's boomers, and they're killing it, bro. They're killing long-haired hippie motherfuckers that were dropping acid and listening to Led Zeppelin.
500 motherfuckers. You sure?
They were doing all that.
They probably went off the grid, man.
Doing all that.
Okay.
Turned out better than just fine. And they were actually the ones, because of their rebellion, that coddled the next generation.
So you're telling them stay ignorant and bliss with their stupid TikToks on life hacks?
I'm saying we need to get in touch. We got to pull out the Ouija board and get in touch with great-grandpa.
What that is?
Great-grandpa. and be like,
those people who don't know what a Ouija board is, it is a board where you can talk to the dead.
Talk to spirits. It's a little QWERTY keyboard.
Where it spells words out.
When you hold your hand
it's dead
out.
People scrabble. And everybody will, are you pushing it? No, I'm not pushing it. It's moving on its own. So you all put your hand on this triangle thing and it goes over a word, a letter, and you all write down the letters that make a word, mm-hmm. and then you read out whatever the sentence mm-hmm. is that person. It could be your boy, your friend just pushing the thing and reading out, just
fucking with
cheating
you.
On you.
Someone's banging the cupboard behind you. Everyone's eyes are closed. Yo. But nah, I'm telling you right now, bro, you'd be like, yo, great grandpa born in the 40s in the Great Depression.
So different, bro.
Nah. What was your key to successful parenting? It's going to be like, shh, be. E L T, give him the belt, son. Turned out just fine. Get some licks upside your head.
A little bit of straightening. So Craig is saying in New Jersey Island, a little bit of straightening. Stop crying so much.
Yeah,
we need to stop crying.
Oh, toughen it up.
Stop crying.
You ain't got to tell me twice.
Suck it up. Find strength.
Yeah.
My God, you're crying because your shift is so hard because people want beverages. Guess what? They're motherfuckers dodging bullets and they're smoking a dart and having a giggle.
Simple.
That are having a giggle about their life.
You know,
man.
I'm not going to underplay what everyone's going through. So that part, there's some sympathy there. Very little, though. It's like what you do with that is up to you, man, because we are fueling this fire for generations to come.
Now, granted, our generation is dumb as hell. Look at that guy that he called into the judge while he's driving on a suspended license.
Bro.
Right?
And now, like fucking FaceTiming this fucking court call.
Yo, and he's doing the looking and turn and like, yo, hold up. Let me make this turn real quick. And the judge is like, all right, cool.
He's rolling with it at first. He's like, I want to see how this plays out.
One thing I like, okay, there's certain black guys, Craig, the OG black guys, when you see them, they have a kind of style to them.
Yeah.
Once I saw him with like the salty, nice, perfect cut mustache.
That nonchalant.
Yeah, I was like, yo, this guy, look, this judge look cool as hell.
He got it together.
Yeah, he's just peeping around like, all right, do your thing, dog. Yeah, he's like, all right. Then apparently this guy's got charged because he's driving his auto with his suspended license, and he got caught in his court interview, driving with a suspended license while in his court interview.
You have one fucking job, buddy. Spend your fucking car. Court hearing. Park up in a parking lot, something. I'm an Uber. Here's my driver. He right here. No, this guy, and they go full on investigation where it's like, no, you could tell based on the way that the sun's hit. Okay, I'm making this up. I'm exaggerating. But you know he was in the driver's seat. No ifs, ands, or buts. Motherfucker probably got no seatbelt on.
Shit. Judge is like, yo, listen, you're getting locked up. Bring that ass in.
Yo.
He's like, what? You should see his face. He's like,
oh, come on, guys.
Damn.
Right? Really?
And this guy now, he has the face. He's like, what somebody say? He has the perpetual perplexed face.
Yeah.
Where he has the,
I ain't do nothing.
What?
Bro.
So it's, you know, some people are begged to be teased.
Yeah.
It's one of those faces, right? Now, that being said, it got worse because he then mentioned that day he was actually supposed to go to get his wife some, she had a very serious medical emergency.
Mm.
And then he couldn't deal with it because of,
yeah,
so
quarter.
People were like, oh, fuck. That
Everyone
is
got on the sympathy
up.
Train.
Turns out this nigga been
this guy
lying.
Gets okay. So the next report afterwards says reports are saying that due to a clerical error, his license was not suspended after all, and the court acted out of order.
Yep.
Okay. All
we're
right.
Like, yo,
so
the court,
everyone,
bro. Soon as I heard that, I'm like, yo, they be doing that to me
that's
too.
That's it. Everyone took it personally. Was like, yo, this is just what's wrong with
that's
justice
yo,
right
the
now.
System.
That's
bro.
It. This is exactly what's wrong right now.
Trump would never.
Everyone got on this guy's side, and he probably felt like the king for a minute. Hey, yo, this guy's like, yo, I thought
awesome.
Bullet right.
Probably got a GoFundMe going.
Late, right,
wilding,
flipping hard now.
All right. So then I know
what a day or two passes
and. Couldn't get anything.
And
you can't have nice things.
Would it not just do a full 180 to turn out that not only was he driving with a suspended license? Yes. Yes, you heard it here first. Was it a clerical error? No.
No.
He never had his license to fucking begin with.
He never had his license
never,
ever. Ever.
Never had a license.
Ever. So it turns out that, like what Craig said, he was trying to say that they told him that his license is cleared.
Yeah.
They're going to send him some stuff in the mail and sign it. Apparently, there was a fee to get his license reinstated, But there was no such he keeps making up shit.
Nothing.
Right? So it turns out what he's been doing, you can get your state license or your driver's license. It does not equate to the other. You can use your driver's license to represent your ID.
Right.
But you can't use your state license to drive. So he kind of somehow, you know, it's one of those things where your friends told you how to finesse the system.
He finessed.
And they're like, yo, I've been doing it for years. Yeah. It's me.
He finessed.
It's cool. He's been going to get his ID updated every year and has been driving without an actual license.
Which many people are out there doing. But if you're going to court,
I ain't gonna lie.
Probably shouldn't be on in your car while you're on the hearing.
You're lying to the judge.
You're blessed with virtual court, first of all. Everybody, anyone go to a courthouse? It's not fun.
I saw a video of him and his wife, and I told him, like, yo, leave his ass right now. Leave him. He's not worth it, man. So shout out to all those people that are scamming still. We love when scammers get scammed by the system, and I'm drinking to that.
When a scammer gets scammed, there is no better feeling for those that deserve it.
Back to when you're saying things are changing. Now, graduation has taken a whole new meaning now. It's either A, I'm going to tear up my certificate and protest, or B, I'm going to take out a mortgage to get my daughter this diamond encrusted dress and get her two Bugatti and a police escort to her prom.
Once again, participation ribbons, folks. This is where it fucking gets you. Sense of entitlement. Yay, you did it. Go out into the real world. Good luck. Come on.
You know what's funny? How come they don't do that after graduation of college or university? Because they broke.
That's it. You already You've already know. You've witnessed it. They're like, I can't shield you. Like, if you want your kids to live in a bubble, this is what you do. These are the steps that you take, right? Once that bubble has popped and they see and get a glimpse of what real life's really laying out for them,
They're gonna want that dress, that money for the dress back.
They're gonna trade that dress in for a beat up 2004 Honda Accord in a heartbeat. I'll tell you that right now.
And the outfits have been getting really more skimpy. They've been getting really more fashion.
That's fucked up, man.
It's just now.
We're supposed to be capping down.
Me going through watching. Me end up where there's six prom feeds come through on my socials. Then I realize I'm like, all these kids are underage. Why are they dressed like this? It's just so. Damn you, sexy red. Telling you, man. She had a MAGA hat on stage. She says, make America sexy again. I get it. Whoever's running your campaign, I get it. Y'all do all right. Y'all know how to get the plugs. So it's just interesting to see that all these we're getting so far away from what, I don't know, wholesomeness.
Yeah, exactly. We don't have to dial it all the way back to be, you know, fully covered. And we've come a long way for women to be comfortable with their bodies. Yeah,
but
and,
after a while, not having my daughter with her back cleavage way out or have something that's very see-through.
Not in this event either, right? Yeah. Let's discuss that. Is like the situation, you need to read the room, right? At the end of the day, it's a formal function for one, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is like not a party yet. Maybe there's something going on after and the turn up and whatever have you.
Well, remember we did that. This is how it was. Everybody had prom.
Right.
You had your suit. Okay, what are we doing? Okay, we're all gonna chip in for a limo. Okay, you give me $100, you give me $100, we all put in.
Yeah.
And we get a limo for that. Anybody doing the hotel? No, okay, cool. What are we doing something after? Cool. Now it's a Bugatti.
Yeah, that's a little bit.
Escort horses.
Nah, you ain't proved nothing to me yet, kiddo. I'm sorry. Now, if somebody has the ability to do so, then yes.
I'll be mad kids. if the parent, and I wonder if this is some kind of.
For the parents that do it, you're not setting a bad example. Don't get me wrong. Because that means you can't afford it.
Part of me think it's some hood shit, Craig. Part of me, it's ratchet. It's ratchet.
Yeah.
Craig. Because I just thought in my head, the girl that has like really bad grades and just rotten as hell. And
just so happy to get
posing in the picture with her mom with the outfit. When you look at it, like you have done nothing in the school year.
You haven't earned it.
You didn't blood clot earn it,
Facts. That is true. But at the same time, again, if you come from, you know, a more privileged family or parents have the ability to do that for their kids, I mean, you're spoiling them one way or the other. So,
you're setting an example in regards to how late, like how this, you guys should be treated moving forward.
Yeah, I think that for families that are more, that have difficulty doing something like that, where they're really breaking their backs or adjusting their ways of living to do these things for their kids.
Yeah.
Like yeah, on one side, it looks like you're a great parent. But on the other side, what you just said is exactly where I'm at with it is you've rewarded them for absolutely nothing. You have shown them that you can barely meet the standard and I will have this reward for you. Like
I would rather
be stimulating
you
like that.
The 60K in the bank.
Oh yeah. Let that grow or something. To
I'd
teach
rather you. Be like, yo, listen, I'm not paying all this shit for you. Guess what I'm going to do? Get yourself your outfit, go.
Yeah.
It's all the money I'm going to put in an account for you. So then you can, guess what? You can go to Cabo after you graduate. All your friends broke as hell. Yeah. I would rather that. Cause it just doesn't, I don't know. I think things are changing, but
it's this such a fragile time.
Prom in space is coming. I see it, everybody.
Yo, Elon, I see it. Fuck Mars, bro. Yo,
I heard some weird side note. I heard that he gave Starlink to like a tribe.
Oh, geez.
And somewhere, and they got addicted to porn.
It was only a matter of time.
Elon
eh?
Musk strikes again. And he says, Elon's like, yeah, now there's porn on Twitter. I'm like, since when there hasn't been that?
It's always been.
And you know you're doing that when it's getting bad because I think he's probably going to be making more money off of the smut because the big companies don't want to be affiliated with that stuff.
Right.
So they're not going to come to your platform to sell anything if you have the pornography tip on it, right?
That's a good point.
Man,
Zane hit me with the doomsday theories, man. Man, graduation. You're supposed to just be happy that you got past this stage of life, man. These people thinking they won all of a sudden, like shit's over, bro. You're about to hit the worst part. I mean, you're going to need that car, sure. You're going to need that Bugatti to sell for parts not long from now.
Yeah,
a couple months of rent.
I don't know what. And once again, we could be out of touch, Craig.
I don't think so. I'm going
to
be honest.
Craig's like, yo, they can't keep doing this. You guys can't keep doing this to every argument we have.
I can look at this.
Oh, y'all old and washed. Y'all done.
I'll Dr. Strange the shit out of this, okay? I've got many windows.
Craig's like, I have 10 other universes I'm right.
That's it. I'll Dr. Strange the fuck out of this if I have to, okay? But we'll turn this car right around.
Yeah. Oh, another. Okay, hear me out here. This is a sign of the times, okay? I was watching TV and I saw something and I had a good talk with my kid about this. So now Miss Universe Canada has, they're making some changes.
Okay. So the criteria?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Of maybe what's eligible, who's eligible, right? So now apparently pregnant women and married women weren't allowed in, which I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah. Was it married or divorced? We weren't allowed in. Yeah, which was weird. So now they're allowed in. And our entry for Miss Universe Canada is a lady in her mid to late 50s. Now I thought, Craig's face.
Are you serious?
Craig, because if I couldn't get I wanted this reaction from you on camera. Craig, like he just found out someone burnt his house down. Yeah, so
this is from someone who doesn't know the requirements.
Yeah,
it's just you're used to what you see. Let's be honest.
I saw the lady, lovely lady.
So wait, someone's won Miss Canada?
No, she's going into Canada, right? She's going into, right? And she's in her mid to late 50s. And while they're showing her face, they're showing all the other contestants throughout the years.
Yeah,
and they're all some variation of Kim Kardashian. Either they're blonde Kim.
God damn.
Even if it's blonde Kim or brunette Kim, right? That's how it goes, right? Just pull dial the slider of years.
Well, it's an industry that's very driven by, yeah, especially, how do I say? I don't know, like, it's very driven by how people perceive Miss Canada to look.
Okay.
There's a look to it, essentially. Like, to see the blonde or brunette Kim Kardashian, as you mention it, is very fitting. Because when you think of pageantry, you think of things.
Are we using the word the best of the best
not
here?
Not the best of the best, but you just think of very attractive women, first of all, by public standards.
Landslide.
Right?
Yeah.
Going to have some plastic surgery up in there, most likely. I
wonder if that's in the criteria or not. They do have transgender representation.
Okay.
Which still looks better than...
I don't know about that either, bro.
Still looks... Because now, when the aliens come, and they're like, give us your most beautiful woman, we're going to be the planet that... us, human being, the sick, sadistic people that we are, we're going to give them the 56-year-old as the offering for the universe from Earth. Now, my daughter's like, do they expect her to win? Yeah, my kids. So my kids fully, I love the fact of having a daughter. It's very sobering because I don't influence her thought. I let her tell me what she's thinking.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, oh man, we're gonna be all right. So she's like, well, so they're doing a swimsuit competition.
Okay.
Here comes 20 ladies with 10 out of 10 bodies.
Yeah.
And one lady that's in her second trimester. Is she really going to get the vote?
See, I don't like, exactly, I don't like that. And she shouldn't, right? And I'm just going to be honest. right? For better or worse, right? People need to hear it. Is that exactly that? Is you can't change societal norms in small little adjustments like that on that scale. When you put one in there that stands out, they don't always stand out for all the right reasons. So for you to then turn the narrative, right, as a society, and then say, well, you've excluded this person and it's definitely got to be because of they don't look like the rest of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't do that. Not in pageantry, at least.
They're bringing in the everybody can play.
Yeah, that's okay. But see, you got to.
Not everybody can play, Craig. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, we all can't go.
Like me and you, we can't be Arnie. We can't be, you know, the muscle men.
Yeah, we can't.
Bronzed out.
Listen, guys, there is okay. We have won fives and tens for a reason.
Yeah, if you listen to the last episode, we've discussed this, that you basically, there is a place for you, for everybody, for anything, whatever you identify as, however you see yourself, however society sees you. But there are certain things that are long-lasting traditions. These are ongoing industries.
And I get it. It's all filled with sexist and misogyny.
Of course. But all of that exists within
But guess what? Y'all tune in and y'all register to go on the show. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Right? That's what we get. You bring it to me, I'm going to watch it and I'm going to judge it. I just feel it gets so frustrating. It's like giving the participation trophy. Now, answer me this. Riddle me this. If she wins, how do you feel about that?
Well, can I show you a picture of Miss Alabama? Live
there. Craig's been itching. What's your problem with Alabama? What's your beef with Alabama?
I have no beef with Alabama.
Okay, let me see Miss Alabama. Hit me.
Are you sure?
Ooh.
Just take a moment.
Miss Salt should have some nice thick girls down there.
She's thick, I'll tell you that. But take a moment. You got a vision in your head, a slight?
I'm trying to.
I picture like a blonde, blue eye.
I'm getting all this stuff. I'm getting all no freckles, no overalls, no buck teeth. Right. Craig, don't do this to me, Craig. She's going to be a gem. Talk to me, Craig. Let me see this photo.
This is real. This is not a drill. Y'all can look it up. Look up Miss Alabama.
She won.
She won. That's Miss Alabama right there.
She is a pretty lady.
I want to say that means right that
now. No, you don't. Look at here. Moving on. Okay, so what? You're saying Alabama started this? This is the ongoing trend that we've not noticed.
We're pushing body positivity, but in the wrong areas. But the thing is that now they want
Jordan Peterson would love to talk to you.
This is the pinnacle, right? Because this Miss Universe and all the pageantry, you're supposed to be crowned the most.
Now, taking a step down, it's Miss Universe Canada.
Fair enough.
I scratch my head too. I'm like, can't just be Miss Canada?
Right?
What the fuck, you guys?
I know. It seems like, why are you abbreviating?
Yeah.
Who's Miss Toronto?
And Dr. Strange in this shit.
Miss Ward 30.
What if she's our representative?
Yo, but I'm just saying that this body positivity and everything that comes with it has a space at the same time, man. There's been so many things, whether it's like, there's been huge leaps and bounds in the right direction. So there's like plus size modeling, right? Swimsuits and all them, they shined a light on that and that got addressed. And now they're starting to put body positivity in those areas.
Yeah.
I get that they want a broader audience to recognize beauty in all its forms. So
I blame Lizzo.
Girl, yo, you want that Lizzo, dog? You want that Lizzo?
Her fucking face. I've
been shitting out my ears for weeks, dog. But yo, you want to push it. And I got that part of the agenda. I want people to feel good about themselves.
Yeah.
But like Zane said, it's okay to know your role, right?
Okay, so my mom says, yo, I'm going to try out for Miss Universe Canada.
Yeah.
I would say, fuck, Ma, you know what, Ma? Yo, rock out. Who's going to fill my cake orders next week? Rock out. Craig, your mom says she wants to go to Miss Universe Canada. What are you saying?
You got
to
be straight up with her.
Oh, Craig.
You got to let her know.
You're shutting mom down?
Yeah, you got to shut it down, bro. Because at the end of the day, I got to fight everyone that makes her cry.
You're like, bro. I'm swinging on someone. You know okay, mean? I get it. I can't brawl the whole city, mom. I will snuff somebody for sure.
That's it.
No, I'm just with Craig. No, I'm getting hurt right now. Right? Just thinking anybody talking foul
you're
shit.
The best of mine.
I'm going to have a You're my Miss Universe. Oh, shit.
But yeah.
So everybody can play and everybody shouldn't be able to. We need some spectators.
There's got
to
be some eligibility in that.
And she's been in pageantries for a while, like in her younger years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there's other forms to it.
Here's how you can maybe diversify.
Maybe have a cake class?
Or have those people be the judges.
But then, I don't like that idea.
Why?
See, what scares me the most, again, we've talked about this in a way, way back. Way back, we talked about this. The thing I don't like is that insecurities are a big issue within that community.
In the pageantry.
Pageantry.
Okay.
Self-awareness and body positivity. Yeah. It all stems from one thing. It's insecurity.
Okay.
That's what it stems from. Let's be honest.
That's true.
The elephant in the room for what it is.
That's true.
And to have potential panel judges that could be harboring some of those insecurities. And it goes both ways. Now, what I'm saying is even with that.
Oh, Kim I never Kardashian, liked Miss Venezuela.
Yo.
Okay, I hear you.
Very, very biased.
I don't like Kim Kardashian. You look like her. Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So that one's a tough one as far as that goes. See, I think weight classes, as it sounds kind of funny the way it rolls off the tongue, weight classes could be something because, again, we're appreciating shapes and all shapes and sizes, right? Now, I don't know how that would go about. Don't judge me on that because it's just coming off the top.
We're judging. That's the point. Yeah.
You're saying that, you know, boxing and a lot of these things, I don't know how muscle trainers go on the guy's side and women's side.
You want you would like a Miss Universe BBW?
Yeah, I think it should be divvy.
Well, I'll watch that.
Yeah. Of course.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I'll watch that. Oh, that will probably get more.
It'll probably beat out the regulars. That,
you know what I'm saying? That will definitely catch more hype. Because if you get some. We should be allowed. I want tattoos.
Oh, yeah. Those.
Or am I fetishizing this now?
No. I'm with you on that. I've got people who are way against tattoos. By all means, women and men, whatever, with tattoos should be allowed in there. See?
We got a concept. We have ways of inclusion.
Yeah, we got a concept.
Yeah, we have ways of inclusion.
It's not even inclusion, it's acceptance. That's what I like the most about it, eh? Is that we don't dictate how you get in necessarily, but we find a way for everybody to get in.
Yeah, we'll find a seat at the table.
At the end of the day, if we find that one fan that's really rocking out with the concept, then we did the right thing.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They'll get a free ticket to a Fed.
Right? Facts.
That's our sweepstakes.
Big facts.
Get to hang out with us again. Hang out with me and get drunk at Carabana.
You know what is... You know who is not... Miss Canada or Miss Universe Canada.
Who's that?
Doug Ford.
What happened now?
Dougie, we got to have a talk.
Right. He was fighting for us.
He is still fighting for
when
us.
When the Fed said
as is every politician.
Yeah, hypothetically fighting.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I like beer. I'm sure you have your poisons, and I'm sure every listener out here has their vices. Now, depending on where you're listening, will dictate on where you get these vices from. So, if you don't know, in many places in Canada, especially here in Toronto, if I want beer, I've got two options, right? I have a specific store called, guess what? The Beer Store.
Beer Store.
Beer Store has been around for a minute, and they do one thing only.
I wonder if that's a universal name.
I don't think it is, because because I know in other provinces, for instance, Quebec, they sell beer at the convenience store.
They sell beer everywhere.
Everywhere.
So it's not.
Right? So the beer store.
It's bodega.
Bodega, son. So the beer store does one thing. They sell beer, right?
Mm.
Boom. All right. Now, if you want your liquor, you have what's called the liquor store.
Yeah.
Right? But for us, it's the liquor board. We have the LCBO, which is one specific store who is consigned to sell all the liquor and beer.
But I've noticed in going up like to Highway 10 up in Brampton side up there, a lot of those small gas stations now.
Are you catching it out there?
You can get a bottle of a 40 Creek in that bad boy now.
Damn.
So they've been slowly rolling out. I don't know if they're changing it now.
I will let you know because I don't know all of it, but I can tell you a good breakdown of it. So for those of you that don't know, this is already a couple weeks stale, but we're still going to touch base on it. So Rob Ford,
Doug.
No, bless his soul. I was getting there.
Robbie.
Bless
his soul.
If
Robbie.
He's looking at Dougie now, he would have told him, don't do this.
Yeah.
And get literally. 20 bag of rocks.
You guys understand. Yeah. These two brothers were like literally like the brothers you've seen in high school becoming politicians. And they had that. I kind of liked it. It's annoying now in hindsight. I kind of liked it.
You're rooting for it. Yeah. It's like blue collar-ish vibe. But don't get me wrong, they drove out in Bugattis at their graduation.
That's true.
So Doug Ford decides, you know what? I want to speed this up. There's already been a push to get beer and liquor in many other stores than just those two, right? So years ago, I think we're like 2-3 years into this now. Correct me if I'm wrong. Beer is allowed to be sold at specific chains, being like grocery stores. Why? Because it's a monopoly. So you're trying to break up the monopoly. And me, I would like to buy my beer or liquor from the same place I'm buying, say, my groceries to save me a fucking trip.
So for you, it was convenience.
It's convenient.
Because, yeah, we 100%. Always, everybody always had that, yo, I got to do this and I got to go to the juice store.
Remember when grocery stores sold smokes?
Oh.
They sold smokes. You could buy a pack of
with a lot of kids. They don't
there
got anymore.
You go. It's all about convenience. They got away with it, right? So anyways, he's pushing it into the convenience stores to give you more options to buy your liquor from or your beer, right? I'm all for that part. 100%, because there's nothing more frustrating than having to make that mission. Now, for instance, like, let's use a super extreme. I've been drinking all day, and I want to go. And I want to go pick up one last.
Hypothetically, of course.
I want to pick up one last six pack to cap off my night.
You want more?
But I can't get in the whip. What do you do?
Yeah.
Well, fear not, Craig, because you've got a 7-Eleven down the street, or you got a little Lucky Buck or a Hasty Market that you can go and cop you that six pack, no questions asked. That's exactly what it's about for me. Now, to do this, we have a contract. So the agreement was that we would roll it out to 300 locations starting out, right? Because you don't just want to flip flop this. Like, you're talking about like,
it's almost like a test. You want to see what's going on.
Exactly. Me and you had a thing. You're the beer store and the liquor board. Yo, we got a thing. We've been the guy.
Honor it.
I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to filter that business out, you know? But in order to end this agreement early and expedite the process to get it in more stores, what do you have to do? You have to buy them out, or sorry, pay them out.
Yeah.
Right? So now we got to drop $250 million off rip. Off rip, hand that over to the beer store and say, yo, my bad, dog.
Hold that.
Yo, hold that. This was my consignment. You know, you fronted me all that work and I got to buy myself out of the business here, right?
Your contract?
So, yeah, exactly that. But willingly, right? Consensually.
Yeah, it's like, yo, we're going to take this early, L.
Because we're winning, right?
Yeah.
So they've still agreed. Sorry, they've agreed that beer store has to keep 300 locations open, not 300 before. Yeah. Beer store has to keep 300 locations open until 2026, if I'm not mistaken.
But the beer stores are going extinct is what
they might be going out of business. Now, on top of this, though, this is the crazy part, right? 250 M's can do a lot in a country.
Yeah, but they make
world,
they make that. They make, like,
that's nothing.
That's why when I heard the number, I'm thinking something's missing here.
That's not so bad, is it?
Something's going on here.
Right. So there were like some insiders that are in like the alcohol industry and whatnot that did crunch the numbers a little bit more. So there's a couple other constituents to this, and they are going to end up costing taxpayers, you and me, bro, not anyone else.
More money. Yeah.
More money. What are the odds? Right. So they said that there will be the $250 million flat initial fee for us to breach the contract early. That's just, hey, this is what happens when you dip out early on.
I don't hear about this shit like in ball play.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, on top of this, they're offering, when this rolls out, they're going to offer the convenience stores and them a 10% kickback off of all LCBOs, which means that the beer and liquor you buy from the convenience store is 10% cheaper than you buy from the liquor store.
Wow.
Makes no sense. That don't make sense to me. That makes no sense.
No sense at all.
Right? Now, on top of that, boom. So they basically chalked that up and factored that money into, I think they said 90-ish million.
I wonder if that's why the LCBO is so egregious with their price hikes.
I hate that, eh?
It's like blatant. You know, as soon as January hits, you just start looking at it like, why is this so expensive all of a sudden?
They're trying to deter me. It's almost like they don't want me to do this.
It's intense, bro.
It's bad.
It's intense, right?
It's bad.
And now, I was worried that they would having so much alcohol conveniency, that's a word, would be a detriment to society. Yeah, but I think I haven't seen any. I guess it's still probably too early.
The states would tell you.
Yeah,
the state is a perfect example.
They love that shit.
Liquor store on every corner. Blah 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 blah. Low income neighborhoods.
Damn,
we've heard it all, right? So who's to say that this wouldn't have the same effect here, right? I looked at it from like that safety perspective. That's how I justify it, right or wrong, right? So we're like 350 M's in the bag right there. Then on top of it, I think they said that that deal is only for another year. And once that's done, you'll see a price in booze increase again.
Yeah.
So they said that the LCBO and them make Ontario, because this is the Liquor Board of Ontario.
Yeah.
They make Ontario anywhere from $900 to $1.17 billion of revenue in a year. That's huge, bro. They said that
they don't give discounts. They don't even give you
greed, bro.
Yo,
because it's a monopoly.
You guys imagine the most profitable company in your city not even giving away a six pack?
Nothing.
Once a day, do the in-store lottery. Oh, Craig's our lucky winner of the day. Right. Guess what, Craig? You get a six pack of your choice. I don't even drink beer. Guess what?
Hold that.
Hold that.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird. Mm-hmm. It's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
It is so nasty.
When you monopolize.
How do you not have. Don't give me the. Oh, it's $3 off. That shit don't mean shit to
nothing.
Me. Yeah, that don't mean nothing to me, man. Yo. Yeah, don't unsale me. Don't. So, we know what you're doing. You're trying to get this product out.
Right.
To make room on the shelf for whatever's come. For the screech.
They're giving kickbacks to the breweries. Just shit. It goes on and on. So. The end result is that they anticipate the $250 million hit off rip, and then they said upwards of $1 billion lost out of the taxpayer's pocket by the first year. And they said, I believe somewhere around, let's just say, you know, between 300 to half a mil a year. This is the effect, the long term of this. So.
That's crazy. Well, government will keep governmenting. Yeah, he was huffing and puffing about the banks dropping interest rate by like 2.2%, which we're like, what the fuck is that?
What have you done?
Yeah, and then he's like, you should drop it more. I'm like, yeah, but you're scamming us too, right? So I said it to say this, become a politician, man. And another thing, speak while we're still in Toronto here. I don't care what anybody says. That dude with that Delilah song with Drake.
Wagwan Delilah.
Listen, man.
You don't like it?
Craig.
I
don't want to hear. I don't want any song with Presto card in it.
Okay, fair enough.
If you bring up a Presto, I am either out of your range.
Yeah.
Or you can't rock a Balenciaga belt
and then get a
and
Presto
$500 card. Shoes and be talking about a Presto card. Yes, I get it. I'm taking it so seriously. That song made me want to listen to the original Delilah more.
Yeah, that one's a banger, bro. Wagwan Delilah. You know, it's something that's satirical. It's kind of funny.
Now, am I racist and thinking I'm going to appreciate this white guy doing that? Something, but it seems a really force.
Nah.
If I meet a person that really talks like that, really, really talks like that, you have a mental disability. Nobody talks cider is like, nobody. It's for, I know what he's trying to do. He's trying to create, you know, the guy that does the videos where it's like, he does the darts. That guy from Woodbridge, the big guy, the guy. Yeah. Where he does the, hey, you got a dart. Yeah. You know, he does really good, wholesome Canadian bro moments.
He's trying to get it.
This guy is trying to get it because I've never heard about this guy ever since. And I could be out of loop, but our youth slang is already so nasty.
Yeah.
I don't need a guy leaning into it.
Yeah.
Extra, the sideways talking. He's on an interview and he got so low because he had like liquor. He had a cup.
Yeah.
And he's drink and he spilt it. And you're like, oh, you're spilling your water. And I'm like, oh, who doesn't say you're spilling your water in the cup that you're trying to give off the energy? You're drinking something a little bit more than water.
A little strong.
I was like, yeah. And the fact that I heard that Drake, I saw a video. He's like, yo, if Drake jumped on it, he got to come with something hard. But then apparently Drake jumped on it.
Yeah, that's what everybody was going crazy about.
Has Drake lost his way?
No.
He's playing his part.
Yeah, at the end of the day, if he decides to jump on it, yo, he's done so much for everybody else.
Greg, yeah, but after what everything. We just came out of NAMM.
I'm just saying, you gave this guy.
You can't go on Sesame Street I just came from NAMM.
That he should have turned that down.
What?
Not all publicity is
I'm good opening
publicity.
Up a gun range for other NAMM vets. maybe I'm taking some of this stuff too seriously. I think that's what it is.
I just think that from your point of view, you're saying, why give this person a platform if this is the shit that they're going to fucking regurgitate out? You know what I mean?
Who would win in a rap beef, Eminem or Drake?
Eminem.
Ooh.
Yeah, Eminem's going to beat Drake 10 out of 10.
Is that a Kendrick thing here? Oh, rap him?
I still got to stick with M on that, man.
But you know,
M's undefeated, M, bro.
He'll lyrical miracle you to death.
Undefeated.
He'll miracle whip you to death. Yeah,
there's no way, bro. There's no way. M, he's come back. And people, you know, I think we're at a point where, how many years we got? 30 years? Yeah, we're about 30.
You better like how much we got left. I'm like, whoa. I'm going to kick out young, but fuck.
30 years of Slim Shady so far, right? And we've seen him go all through these different transformations, but ultimately be the same.
Can you
guy.
List the evolutions for the folks? For okay. those who don't so, know, the real current... before you get into this, I'm going to say full confession.
Mm.
I did not put respect on Eminem's name, and I'm ashamed of it because I bumped Eminem hard.
That's fair. That's fine.
I remember doing Taekwondo, playing Eminem, going home, and I just remembered how much Guess Who's Back... When that silly song goes him, Dr. Dre, Batman, and Robin kind of just trolling the whole of L.A.
Well, his name's been controversial.
He's
for
Eminem is
fine for
so,
wrong reasons in some instances.
So two people that invented trolling, Eminem and Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
That's what I think. Because all that shit, imagine if Eminem was a 25-year-old on the internet.
Yeah.
You guys would be out of luck.
Yeah, he'd be talking mad shit.
He would. You guys, none of his video, his rap song was about what? Him sitting at the MTV Awards and listening to Fred Durst and Homeboy arguing about who's gonna get head tonight from Chris, because somehow they know both one of them is getting that. You can't sing that anymore.
Nah, that's not gonna fly.
Yeah, he would. And so, So what do we have? What are the personas, Craig, of Eminem?
Slim Shady is what comes out, right?
And Slim Shady is the, that's the
arrogant,
final.
He's a, no, no, no. He's a big, it's a, it starts there. It starts at Slim Shady, right? So he's the arrogant asshole, the I don't give a shit attitude.
Okay.
The fuck the world. I'm going to say anything about anyone. There's nothing you could do. Come try and stop me. I dare you, right?
Yeah.
Then he matures a little bit, right? He gets big, right? Now he gets put on. So now... He's Marshall Mathers.
I was thinking Marshall Mathers was the darker one because that's when he went into his Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
But he was more about himself. It was a self-reflection.
Introspective.
Yeah, it was more of a self-reflection, right? Okay, so it was more about, these are my issues. This is what I deal with on the day-to-day. And this is how I'm overcoming my demons. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yo, fuck all of that. I don't even care what's going on in the outside world. Yo, we got to talk about me, right?
Yeah.
Then from there... He went like anti Marshall Mathers, let's call it.
The one with Man in the Mirror kind of thing where he's sitting
It was like the 8 Mile rebuttal, but after 8 Mile, where it was like, yo, I'm a diss myself, right?
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, then he starts coming at everyone else.
What era was Stan?
Stan would have been in the Slim Shady part. That's my opinion. That's my opinion there.
Do everyone know that's where the word Stan came from?
Yeah, Stan came from Eminem's fans when he came out with that.
I know this years ago, but I remember when I didn't.
It was the Eminem. It was Marshall Mathers LP. That was way back.
I didn't pan that together when people start saying you're a Stan. So you guys understand. Stan comes from this song where it's like
Swifties, Beehive,
all that shit.
This originated.
Yes, this was the first official super fan.
That's it.
Where Stan was a guy, Eminem's biggest fan, writing letters to him about his life. So you know when influencers get that, not even influencers, YouTubers get it now, where they have somebody that they think they're in love with them.
Yeah.
Or they think that they're friends. So they speak to them on a basis where... where we just left off. So Stan was so obsessed with Eminem that he would write off. And then Eminem, bro, no one's ever did that where he wrote where his response to the fan.
That was ill.
That's fuck. And he's like, yo, I don't know,
don't
man.
Like me. Like,
don't be it.
He's copycatting him and he's like, yo, I mean, you are just alike, but just remember, guys, there's good in the world. And then late.
This is him still trying because he realized his fan is in a very dark place.
And he doesn't want him to go down.
And he doesn't want to be responsible.
That's not why he made the music. He made it for him, right?
Could you imagine for a person that's inherently one of the worst drug addicts we've seen in a long time at that point in time, purple pills, all this shit, all the songs, right? Where he's like, nah, bro, don't do this. But all this was over a track of Dido singing and rain, a thunderstorm.
In the background.
My sleep music, my ASMR's thunderstorm music that I put on at night.
And this is like, for people that were...
Man, people they can't show that video now.
Really?
I don't think so.
Yeah, they can. He never, did anything.
He had his girl in the trunk.
Okay.
Then they drove off, he drove off the cliff.
Yeah. But,
and he's like, you hear that in the background?
I mean,
he said, shut up, bitch.
Yeah, he did do that.
It's crazy. And he picked the worst guy, the most craziest white boy that looking.
You think so?
That dude to play Stan at that time.
He was mad similar. So.
That dude was like, he plays crazy, really.
Yeah.
Right? So now he's Eminem.
Yeah, well, this one here, so Houdini comes out, right? The album comes out, The Death of Slim Shady, and. Again, we're like full circle, but now I feel like he's reflecting on his 30 years of hip hop and seeing how he made his impact and kind of looking at it. So I just to backtrack just a bit before that.
Fuck.
Just a little bit before that part there.
God, Craig, I'm going to die.
It's alive.
It's a what on where?
No.
What happened to the tablecloth? Oh, Craig. Go on, Craig.
It's all right. As long as the laptop's good.
Yeah, as long as my laptop's good.
I know those ones. Get the bowl of rice. I think it survived.
It's all right. Won't be the first thing to spill on it. Hey, I'm joking.
So I think to backtrack just a little bit is it was like his Paul skits are the funniest. So he goes, I don't understand the album. The album is coming out with an album dissing everyone and then another album dissing everyone who didn't like the album. You know what I mean? It's like the anti, it was like the anti Slim Shady or the anti Marshall Mathers was like the last step. You know what I mean? But now this one is more like full 180. No, not even that. Sorry. Full circle, full 360. Let's take a look at my career in the microscope.
And
right?
So his thing now the narrative is he's going backwards.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, it's like you're almost before the fame. It's crazy. He's almost like. Too famous, but looking at it like he's before the fame.
You're with me. I think it's too. It might be. He should have done this maybe 5-10 years ago.
Yeah, but he wasn't ready to hang it up, man. He was still like.
Because I think 10 years ago, he was doing that evolution thing where he was just like, he had a video where he's sitting looking at himself.
But that was the rap god.
Yeah.
That was the rap god. Do we call that a step in this? Yeah, I guess maybe.
I guess so. No, it's a bonus level.
No, because it was Detroit versus everybody.
It's a side quest.
Rap
it's
god.
Not a mission. You get a gauntlet that's shiny.
No. Nah, because when mumble rap first started up or got most popular, this is when he got on his bag like that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Shout out to Machine Gun Kelly.
Nah.
Where's Yellow Wolf?
Nah.
We gotta pick up the great whites, bro.
What? Okay.
The great whites, bro.
Shout out Jelly Roll.
Keep going,
Yo, Bubba Sparks, where you at, dog?
Okay. Bubba Sparks had a vibe.
He 100%. I love those.
For
songs,
some
bro.
Reason, everyone ugly.
Remembers this new booty? No.
Found you, Miss New Booty.
Nah, that's
holy shit.
That was called bigger.
We need the South back.
Yeah, true.
I get it. The West Coast, Kendrick give the West Coast. I hear Kendrick's uniting the West Coast, which is amazing. That's what a lot of people are saying. They're saying that music has had. Craig's like, nah, it's propaganda. It's like, them niggas, they're still shooting over flags over
That's
there.
It.
Yeah, Craig's saying it's everybody's all happy and shit, you know? Yeah, unless I see Crips and Bloods dancing to the song. About the guy that, do you think about the guy that played the Kendrick diss track and they were like, yo, they kicked him out.
The DJ, Cypress.
Yeah.
Well, he put out an apology, but did you see his response where he said it wasn't like that?
It was a kid he was working
with. He said, don't do that.
Yeah.
Nah, bro. Music, if you can't take it from that face value. So what, do you go run down the Chinese store that did the Kendrick special? Nah, you don't do that, right?
It's a culture thing. You know why?
What these
the
guys
guy do? In the Chinese store don't give a fuck about Drake or Kendrick.
Make their money, bro. That's
they don't
what
give
this
a,
is about.
They've been there before. Guess what? They've been there before KK.
That's
right?
What this is about.
The dude in the club, he owns the club.
Fact.
He needs Drake to show up to his club to hold something.
That same dude.
So that's why you're like, you're protecting your interests here.
That same guy sells Maple Leafs jerseys 364 days of the year. And right now, you know what he's selling? Is Edmonton Oilers jerseys. I bet you. So M now gets into this like, I'm old, I'm not washed up, but he's like, you know.
You can't say that. Once you say that, you're like.
You're washed up. That's kind of how the direction goes. It's like, yo, I'm getting kind of.
Yeah, you don't say you're a good worker.
My back kind of hurts.
People are supposed to tell you you're a good worker. Yeah.
So with that being said, the one thing I asked you, and I want to know your opinion on Houdini, is the main one that I break down because that was his like breakout single of the album.
Yeah.
Did you find Houdini cringe or not? Let's see if Eminem stands the test of time. Because that's what it is, cringe or not. That's the test right there.
Honestly, I've never liked an Eminem album since he stopped doing drugs, apparently.
A lot of people say that.
I've never heard something. Guys, we've talked about this before. Bruno Mars with his debt in Vegas.
Yeah.
Right? Drake with his shit getting people. You need strife. Nobody, Taylor Swift. Mm. We don't want happy people making music.
You don't want like fully successful, not a problem.
Because it's boring as ass. Fair. I go to a TED Talk or some self-help guy for that kind of motivation. Yeah. If it's yours, you see, it's different when a Common does it.
Common?
Yeah, as in like motivation or introspective stuff.
Okay.
Shady's introspective only works on the dark introspective.
Yes.
Like sitting down, like when he talked about like where he would have try to take his kid out that he hasn't seen for months for ice cream. So he sits down
by fans.
And meanwhile, his girl's chewing him out.
Yeah, he can't even live his life.
On him while this is happening because they still have a relationship. That's what I want to hear, right? Yeah. How he's dealing with that.
Yeah.
You're so rich and so far removed. I don't want to believe in your skeletons anymore.
Yeah, at this point now, you got to have them go away,
right? Exactly. So I would much rather you go into producing the new generation,
which he tried.
Can you imagine if Eminem teamed up with Machine Gun Kelly? Craig, every time I do that, I love to bring that on Craig's face.
I don't know how that would work out. Eminem he's actually more known for failing his side hustles. Outside of 50
true,
Cent,
true,
outside
true,
of 50,
true,
50
true,
was
true.
The biggest thing, but that was kind of like half Dre, half
But I M. think he was such a big side hustle for Dre
that
it just blew everything out. Remember when there's certain songs you're like, yo, I hope we get M on this.
True.
Whenever there's a G-Unit or Dr. Dre track,
if he came
like,
in,
yeah,
heavy,
we're
right?
waiting for him, something crazy, something silly coming through.
Like whenever artists outside of their label would hook up, it was always like, they would talk about the artistry, right? So like Eminem and Lil Wayne drop a song. Eminem did a song with Juice WRLD. Eminem did a song with XXX he had one with.
What about Logic?
Logic? I like that song. I actually won't lie.
You're a Logic fan. So Mike, they do that work. He keeps bringing up Logic to
me.
And I'm like, yo, Logic just found out he could say nigga a couple months ago. and him saying it, it's like
weird.
It's like a kid swearing for the first time.
Right.
He has to prep. His tongue, his body saying, okay, it's coming. And him hit shit on his dad. And just the way he'll say, nigga. There's something about him that seems so forced. I'm okay, Logic. Rock out.
I'm not a fan. Eminem's collabs with these guys was like, the lyricism is so like, lyricism so intense.
It was too much.
Right? So it's different when he's on that. That's the thing is that he gets respected as an artist. Like every rapper wants to become an artist, but they don't know it yet. You've made your entrance into the game, and now you really got to stamp.
Artists, you're talking like Chris Brown and them, dance, paint,
no, thing? No, you got to stamp and get your lane. You got to find your lane.
Find your niche.
You're creative. Like, what part of you speaks out to your group? Man, you know what I mean?
As a record label, I'm probably just rolling my eyes right now. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Here comes, I just want to make good music.
Yeah,
we're
going off with you working
360 and whore you out, son.
Yeah, facts. It starts off with you working to get established, right? I thought the video for Houdini was a little cringe. I didn't like the video. I love the concept starting out of Without Me, and like he does the bed scene and he's got two different girls in there this time. But as it went on and the cameos started, they had Pete Davidson. Who else was cameo in that? They had a few other people that were cameos. I didn't like that.
It felt like a troll?
Yeah, it's not even a troll. It just felt like...
unnecessary.
Not tasteful at all.
Ooh.
Yeah, it just felt like... not unnecessary. It felt necessary.
Oh,
for all the wrong reasons.
You're like, oh, this
like
is
like Eminem.
This
would
is not do this. Yeah,
he wouldn't have done that.
You're falling into the vein of what everybody else
exactly.
would do.
But then trying this, like, I'm not doing what everyone else is doing.
We'll see. What are you?
Showing, I guess, that he's starting to do what everyone else is doing.
What's your advice for Eminem?
What's my advice for him?
Yeah. We know you're listening.
Hang up the gloves.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, just hang up the gloves, bro. Fine. I was thinking about it, and I was like, yo.
You made enough money. You don't have to say anything. He had a Meg Thee Stallion line, and we're like,
dude,
cool.
You are white, first of all.
Craig said it.
You're white, and you are the most popular.
That's why we have a white guy on this show, to kick y'all back in.
Yeah, so
if I do it, it's racist.
So we can both say racist things, but about our own culture.
Yeah. And
the next one just laughs.
Yeah.
But yo,
that's their thing.
But yo, the man, you've done everything that you need, right? You've accomplished it all, man. You've accomplished it all. Like, you're the highest streamed rapper, most successful, most popular rapper of your generation. You've got your respect because that's what you were fighting for in the first place. Yeah. Controversy.
That was his thing.
You've overcome it all.
I always wondered if that was exhausting for him, because a lot of times it seems like he did it on purpose.
Controversy is his thing. Without controversy, there's no Eminem.
That is exhausting.
That's why you don't like him, though, since he hasn't done drugs, because there was no controversy after the drug stop.
You heard it here first. Craig said relapse.
I didn't tell him to do none of that.
Relapse and get some slaps. All right? Relapse and slaps.
Oh my.
Craig, before I get out of here, I got a beef to pick. I think the world needs to step up their ingenuity on phone chargers. Okay. I've had 3 incidences this week where I've tried to reach for a charger and they're all not working.
No.
Or missing.
Did you put the paper clip in the charging port? You do one of those?
The clean out.
Yeah.
The phone tells you when there's some schmuck in there.
That lint.
Yeah. I do a little scrape around, right? But then you get that sound. It's like it's water. And I'm like, I don't know.
Fuck.
So now I'm using my PS5 charger to charge my phone.
No.
Like, it keeps sitting in my charger, so my phone's at half the time. And I asked my buddies, they're like, yo, listen, I have every drawer in my house.
The junk drawer
has chargers, Craig. And now even my buddies, he's asking for chargers. So it triggered me. And I said, wait, I realized one thing. Either we all have one good charger, even if it's ratty.
Yep.
Or we have 100 pieces of shit.
All the gas station, all the 7-Eleven chargers.
Rip-offs.
Facts.
Rip-off.
There's a reason for
$10, $15 for a cord.
Okay.
I forgot to say this, man. I'm having enough with chargers.
Please tell me you're not going to buy no more.
Mm-mm. Crap. Every time I bought one, it never worked out well.
No?
I went to Pacific Mall.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. You fucked up.
Bro. 20. Because I went from the flea market to the Pat Mall.
20 pack for $5.
Not even. One for $15, right? And I'm like, all right, what's this about? He's like, yo, it got the braided wire, the heavy duty joints.
I know.
It had some weight to it.
Yeah.
You know, did it light up? It has that sexy rubber on it.
Yeah.
It's a little LED on
it. Yeah.
I'm like, bet. I'm like, yo, give me the 15-footer. I just want to be on one side of the room.
I got one of those.
Too. Yeah, because you wanted to reach the bed. Yeah,
I know.
Want to be just good.
No matter where I am, I'm reaching.
That shit lasted a week. I was so upset. You know when the package is so hard to get into, cut it and you still can't open it.
God damn.
You think you hit all the points?
My car charger is the one that just never works. Every time I plug it in, it starts off by working.
Yeah.
The first pothole I hit, it just disconnects itself.
My car, I don't think it's the wire. It's the problem. I think it's like the connection thing. It just doesn't push.
Yeah, there's just something, a pin.
That's one that's not leaving my car. That keeps my phone alive.
I think though,
rough times.
You need to get a couple reliable fast charge. Does your phone support the fast charge?
Yeah,
it does, right?
Bro, every time we get the fast charge, but then
I'll get two of those and have them in the spots where you're going to need them the most.
Look. See, look. Another one here.
But
see?
One with the pad.
I have bricks. I have charging. I have power station brick. Look at this one here.
God damn.
This one's a solar fucking powered.
Oh, yeah.
Look, it's broken. Oh my God.
I know those ones, bro.
What the hell?
Okay, but what I'm saying is you got to get
on air. Watch me lose my shit. When my
Oh
my fucking god.
The actual flat mats. Like, you gotta get the disc.
I have one.
Mag safes. Get those. Get two or those. Two or three.
Oh, the official safe thingies?
Yeah, well, yo, those official look, are un. That's fine.
No, those look fly.
No, but I'm on Amazon buying bootleg.
Craig's like,
Yeah, I'll admit it.
Oh, what about when I wanna buy mics on Amazon?
No.
You always shoot me down.
Almost, oh yeah. That, that
looks so pretty. I got it's some gold. Like
options coming up.
It's gold.
It's gold. That's not real gold, Zane.
Craig's all, I'm always like, yo, Craig's gonna love this one. He's like, nah.
But yo, what I'm saying is the actual charger is what's shit, right? It's that literal connection. So if you buy something where you just lay your shit down, I'm telling you, 9 out of 10, you're good. There's gonna be like a 1 out of 1 where like maybe it's pissing rain and it's wet or something happened, but that's where you need to do.
I do like that. I think I'm gonna cop one of those. The ones that come with like the little case,
yeah,
where you can put some
and it charges. Okay, yeah,
I like the little these sites that will send you like high-end gifts,
yeah,
where you can buy like the real nice like the glass set for Martini or the round cube ice cube maker, the ball ice cube maker.
I love those ones.
An expensive cigar set or the survival kit with like the nice ass hatchet that you can build. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's those sites where they overcharge on things that like GQ shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So hopefully I'm going to invest in one of those chargers. I think I'm going to get one of those, like the bedside chargers where...
Your beef is valid, fam.
Bro, I showed Neil the one that it charged your phone and it hides the Glock.
That's pretty dope.
The Bliskit stays in the oven.
That's pretty dope still.
So, you know, but until someone hacks it. Because I don't want to get the Ridge wallets either.
I don't fuck with those.
You don't fuck with those either.
Those are good.
I
like the Chunky wallet.
I'm not a Chunky wallet fan. Do you sit on your Chunky wallet, Craig?
No, I had to stop actually. That chiropractor told me not to do that.
Yeah, that's like a thing. Oh, yeah, geez, you're telling
it's
me.
It's been like a while now.
And part of you are like, yo, years. Why was I doing that?
Yeah.
Because you were uncomfortable the whole drive, but just because they just blocked it out.
I just put it in my back pocket at all times.
And shout out to those dudes that have like the gnarly. The wallet that's dirty. Like 5-inch thick. You're like, how much cards? You don't need all those cards.
I'm telling you right now, though. You pull up shit that you think you don't, like, okay.
Now, I have too much certification, so I have a wallet.
That's fair.
I have I'm going to actually buy a Ridge wallet for my certification cards because I have too many.
That's a good idea.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
I've had this wallet for, I think, the better part of 2 years.
Yeah.
And you start to collect shit. Everybody,
the receipt.
If you got a wallet out there, you got the receipts. I'm telling you right now, I'm going into my. So here's my everyday.
A like beefy debit, wallet. Craig's showing me his wallet right now. Showing me his layout.
Got
the double ID.
You got the double.
You got the healthy and the dry V on backside.
Tell me why.
Yo, who the fuck is that?
Right. Tell me why I got this random broker card in here.
But I showed that. Yo, it's Beverly, looky here. Broker. How did you get her, Craig?
Random customer came through and just through conversation, they
she finessed the market. She wants a discount and she wants you to buy a house.
And I'm just looking at this like, yo, someone might use this in the future. This has been in my wallet for like a year now.
Okay.
I ain't never calling this bitch.
I bought this wallet because, you know, I could be a little sassy sometimes. So I was in Winners going through all the overpriced wallets and I got this one from Zara. And so, yeah, I don't have much in here because I don't like shit in my pocket, but all my everything else is just strictly certification cards.
If I can avoid it, I'm 100% on your end there.
Yeah, I have 10 certification cards.
That's a lot.
And I have more to come. So it's just, I'm going to, and see, it's doing that. That's what I don't want. Something my loony might get in there. Yeah, but that's the, when I got this, picked this wallet, it was super flat. So I was thinking, yeah, I used to look for wallets with like the zipper.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to be as compact as possible.
I used to like it just because like you carry your change, not worry about that shit dropping everywhere. Loose change.
I forego the loose change thing.
Yeah.
I decided to use a car for that now. Because I'm like, I don't want to walk
on. Oh, you toss it in the car?
I toss it in the car. I build up pile.
I don't trust it because I, for one, allegedly know about getting some change out the cars, you know what I mean? Like
Craig's like, you want the custody's coming through and seeing that shit? Mm-hmm.
Telling you, bro, your window versus a nice ice cap on a hot
summer. Oh my god!
I don't know.
Yeah, that's like when the homeless guy asked me money for to buy beer, and I'm like, bro, it's 100 degrees outside.
Yeah, you go get you one. You need that. Oh,
ladies and gentlemen,
y'all stay safe out there.
So good. Thank you all, man.
It's been an event. So please, Toronto fans, you know. Hang in there.
Yes.
We got a lot to come. I know that there's going to be a lot of talks coming up.
You think something good's
going to happen? Yeah, I think something big's going to happen.
Okay.
But at the same time,
I'll take that.
Hockey's still going, right? Hockey's still going. So make sure that you enjoy that. Yeah. NBA's still going.
Get your bets in. Get your bets in.
Put your money down.
Go gamble big time, big time, big time.
Put your money down sooner rather than
later. What else did we learn? We learned that the high school graduations is not about your acceleration in life and about your accomplishments.
You're saying it nicely.
It's about you just showing out.
Yeah, don't be a fucking spoiled brat.
Right.
All right.
And protests, which I don't mind because, hey, from what I'm seeing, man, listen, man, it's wild over there.
Protests are very sticky.
Yeah, it's wild over there. Sticky. It's wild over there. So I can't really tell you not to protest because I just want to know, can you find a more effective way to be more effective? Go help out in the soup kitchens for people from whatever denomination you're representing.
Yeah.
How about that? Go help out the poor people in your city from whatever diaspora you think that needs support and need help. Don't get fixated on the incident now. Look at your overall footprint on whatever denomination you would like to protect, help, love, and shield. We're not judging anybody here. As we tell you, we're here to look at the world and snicker sometimes because that's our coping mechanism, and sometimes it's better just to shut up and snicker in the corner.
That's it. Me and Zane on the balcony, like, yo,
it is wild. You'll see that. Four hostages. Anyhow, listen, man.
Episode 68. You know where to find us, and if you don't, you should go tell somebody. You really should go tell somebody, all right? Let's go spread the love out there. Me and Zane been looking over the analytics and the statistics. Yo,
don't know why you guys rushed the pod
at the very end.
At the very end,
you know, something's coming.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I guess they would rather listen to an episode today and then know the next episode coming up. There's nowhere we're giving you an episode a day. Get out of here.
Five mil.
And you get it.
Is get us to 4.9, and then that way we're hanging on for dear life, recording for you all the
time. It's not on us. It's on them.
It's on them.
It's on them.
100%.
It's on them. You guys also got some work to do.
Make sure you hit up all your streaming platforms. Reminder, we're on YouTube now. Please make sure that you tell somebody, subscribe. Make sure that you enjoy the show. Get a cold drink out there on a hot summer day. Just know that we do include everybody in here. We speak about body positivity. You've got a spot to fit in, and it's right here beside us.
And to say that, happy Pride.
I cannot be
disrespectful to the friends that I have that are part of the community that I love so much. I appreciate you guys, and I hope you guys have a kick-ass month. And some of you got birthdays this month, so I know you're going to have an extra. How do I say this? Get drunk and get some ass.
And on that note, we'll catch y'all next time.
Peace.
Peace.